Okay, we are to the Mishnah on Dalet Amud Aleph. I read you to Shimshon. Somebody says he's going to be like Shimshon. Now, let me explain something. There are two other types of Nazirah sin that the Torah doesn't talk about. Never mentioned it explicitly. It is mentioned in Navi, but it's not mentioned in Chumash. And we don't learn out new halachas of Nazirah from Navi, meaning we might learn out some of the halachas because that's where it's said, but we won't learn out a whole new concept of Nazirah, especially two different ones, from Navi. But the answer is these are halachas l'maaseh miSinai. They were handed down miSinai, that there are two other kinds of Nazirism. Perhaps, again, I add the word perhaps, which later on we'll see. But and that is, one is called Nazir Olam, and one is called Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Olam is a guy that accepted Nazirus forever, for the rest of his life. No number of days. This guy said he will be a Nazir for the rest of his life. So this person can never drink wine or any grape products, can never be Matama L'Mesim, and he can take care of it every once in a while, and the Gemara will discuss what is once in a while, and bring korbanos when he takes those haircuts. Now, these are halachos l'maaseh miSinai. These are not written in Chumash. We find them in Navi, but it couldn't be based on Navi, because Navi doesn't make up new kinds of nazirusin with korbanos. The Navi doesn't invent nazirusin. We don't learn out new things from Navi that are biblical to bring korbanos. The answer is it's a halachos l'maaseh miSinai. And that is what's handed down, that there's another track of Naziris, and that is a permanent Naziris, where the guy is permanently banned from any grape product, he's permanently banned from any tumas mace, and he can take haircuts every once in a while, and there'll be three different opinions what those once in a while are, and when he takes a haircut, he brings a carpet. That's one track of Naziris, a new track we never met yet. The other track of Naziris is called Nazir Shimshon, where he can never take a haircut any time during his life. He cannot drink any grape products any other time of his life. But he can be Matamah L'Mesim right away. He has no ban of being Matamah L'Mesim. And again, this is a halacha l'maaseh miSinai, which is based on things that we learn from Sukkim and Navi. So let us go. A guy says, Haredi k'Shimshon. He wants to be like Shimshon, k'ben Menayach, like Menayach's son, k'bal Delila, like Delila's husband, k'misha akar Dawes's Aza, like the one who ripped out the doors of Gaza, k'misha nikru, the story of Navi, that Shimshon ripped out the gates of the city, k'misha nikru plishtim is enough, like the one who's the plishtim poked out his eyes, harizeh Nazir Shimshon. That is considered Nazir Shimshon. That is what the Mishnah is telling us. Now, it seems like that's the Gemara. Zakta Gemara, Lamidli the Mishnah Kol Halein. Why is the Mishnah giving us all these kinds of examples? Zakta Gemara Tzrichi, Yama Reini Kishimshon, Avamina Shimshon Achrina. Saying he's like Shimshon doesn't mean anything. There are many Shimshons in this world, and all the other ones are not Nazirim. So it's not a Kabbalah's Naziris. We don't hear a Kabbalah's Naziris in the word Hareini Kishimshon. Kamas Mulan Kebemenayach. He adds on the words Kebemenayach. Hareini Kishimshon Bemenayach. Vitana Kebemenayach. Havamina Ikedemiskriyach. I would think there are people that are called Shimshon Bemenayach, even though they're not really Shimshon Bemenayach. Therefore, it again does not indicate to us that he wants to be a Nazir Shimshon. Kamash Malan, the following one of the three, makes it Muchach. If a person would say, Kishimshon Bemenayach Kabal Delila, or Kishimshon Bemenayach Kamay Shaniku Plushtim is Einav, or Kishimshon Bemenayach, or the Mishnah says, Kamisha Akar Dawes's Aza. Now there's no other person that is all three of those, any one of the three of those. So therefore, then he would be a Nazir Shimshon. So two of them aren't enough, but any one of the third ones make it a mukach. Shimshon and Beminayach is not enough, but adding Baldalela or Akadalsis Aza or Nakru Plishtim Efeinav is good enough. And in fact, if you say those, it's good enough by itself. So the Mishnah is just telling me that it's not enough to say Kishimshon Beminayach. You need other things as well. Any one of those three will indicate the answer to the Shimshon. There is no rush on any other of the Gemara on the Samad Aleph. So I'm not going to read anything, but that's chat this Gemara.
Rabbi, the Mishnah, Rabbi, any of the other three?
Rabbi, there is one.
Yes.
Rosh on the bottom says Mishnah, Harei, Kishim Shemadon Benoyach.
I don't have it.
David, on the first wide line.
I don't have a wide line, and I don't have it. Sorry, let's see if there's a job. In the Haggah, I have a whole long rush, but it's not in the print.
The regular print.
What? People have it in the regular print?
Not art scroll.
No.
Eiswater doesn't have the regular print, it has it on the side.
Right. Mine
some of the editions have incorporated the Haggah central of the main rush, so that's where it's showing up.
I don't mind reading it, but I don't know if everybody has it. I'll read it, can't hurt. Arani Kishimshim Bemanayach Madalila Vagusinan, Vamina Dafilo Amar Kishimshim Bemanayach Lamar Klum, the Harbi Anasim Nikroam Kach, there are many that are called this. Unless he says one of these three clear simanim, which are imai within. Really, one of the three is enough. But Levina coach lost them. The Gemara of Tzrichasa ad bal delayla v'sulai. The Gemara only tells me Shimshon Beminayach is not enough, but it doesn't say anything else about bal delayla or the other two. Benira, if Amar Echad Mishloish Shalalu ain't tzarich la'ashu Shimshon. In fact, you can skip Shimshon Beminayach and just say Baal Delayla, or just say Mishinaku Pishnam is enough, or just say the one that ripped out the gates of Gaza. Right? Those, that's any one of the three is enough, even without Shimshon Beminayach, even with other Shrikas from Baal Delayla. If Amar Kebeminayach perish Amar Nami Kebeminayach, even if he says Kebeminayach, it is not going to be enough. It has to be one of the other three that work by themselves. It's interesting that the Gemara does not say maybe there's somebody else named Delayla and the guy's married to her. Seems that the Gemara seems to think about Delayla as a simon muvik. Yes, there were other questions. There were about 10 people talking at the same time. Anybody else have a question? No? Okay.
Rabbi, I was going to ask, maybe this isn't stricter than the other. This particular way of determining a Nazir Shimshon, maybe it's not stricter than the way we determined other Nazirs so far. Is that correct? Is it really just the same, having these additional...
We need a clear expression, that's all.
And all these factors just make it clear, because we're only referring to a name as opposed to an action like growing hair or like doing something else. It's not that the Nazir Shimshon is just more.
No different.
It has.
Does the Nazir Shimshon go in the face of Ein Nazir Hatzoyin? We have
no. Again, we'll try one more time. There's a halacha l'maisha miSinai of a whole new type of naziris. Nothing to do with a regular nazir. This is the halacha l'maisha miSinai called Nazir Shimshon. Nothing to do with a regular naziris. He has his own halachas.
So where was it? We had a couple let him go. Was it made the end of Nadar? We had that maybe it's talking about...
Again. Again, this is where the Gemara discusses it in Nazir.
Okay.
Next Mishnah. Ma'abe Nazir Aylam the Nazir Shimshon. What is the difference in halacha? The Nazir Aylam and Nazir Shimshon. Now the Gemara will ask the obvious question. we never mentioned something called Nazarelam. And all of a sudden, you're talking about it as if we talked about it. We never mentioned it yet. Then the Gemara will deal with that. But the Gemara, the Mishnah is asking, what halachic, if both Nazar Olam and Nazar Shimson are Nazirim for the rest of the life? So exactly what halachic differences are there between these two types of Nazirim and a regular Nazar? Zok the Mishnah, Nazar Olam, Hich B'tzar, and Mekel B'tzar. Nazar Olam, if he has a lot of hair, and he can lighten it using a razor. Now, some of us want to say he's limited to the use of a razor, cannot use scissors. It has to be like a shinoi. People don't usually lighten their load with a razor. Usually a razor cuts it all off. Some people say lav davka. It makes no difference for us here. That's a machlokes of a farshim. Or maybe sholosh behemoth. And when he's mekel b'tzar, and when he's allowed to do that will be discussed in the Gemara. He brings three animals, like a regular Nazir. He brings a chatas, an oil, and a shlomim. Like any Nazir tohar at the end of his Naziris. But he never ends his Naziris. He's just allowed to take a haircut at intervals. And the Gemara will discuss those intervals. And at when he takes that haircut, he brings three karbanas. Then nitma, maybe karban tumah. And if he became tumah, he's a regular Nazir tumah. Brings karbanas tumah, and then continues on. There's no starting over again because he never ends, so he's always starting, he's always continuing. Bimdit Nazir Simpson, Ich Bitzare Enamekel, and Nazir Simpson can never take a haircut the rest of his life. Bimnitma Enamevi Karban Tumah. And if he became Tumah, he doesn't bring a Karban Tumah because, as the Gemara is going to explain, he's allowed to become Tumah. The Mishnah doesn't say those words, but he's allowed to become Tumah. Frank the Gemara, Nazarilam and Karshme. Who mentioned the word Nazarilam? Dr. Gemara, Chsura Mechsra Vahikhtani. I'm Irani Nazarilam.
Rabbi, I'm sorry, Rabbi.
Yes.
Rosh, I'm the Mishnah.
I'm going to do the Rosh. I didn't forget it. Again, it's not in the regular print. We're going back to the same thing. There is no Rosh in the regular print on the rest of the Amid. I have it here too as a Haggah. I'm going to read it when I get to the bottom of the Amud. Vakitani, how am I reading Nazarilam? How is that Nazarilam? Ma be Nazarilam and Nazar Shimson. So really, there's missing the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah should say, a guy who says he's a Nazarilam is a Nazarilam. And then the Mishnah asks, Ma be Nazarilam and Nazar Shimson. Nazarilam hech b'tzara mekel b'tzara maybe shalosh behemoth. He can lighten his hair with a razor and bring three animals, and Nitma may be Karban Tumah, Nazar Shimson, him, Batara, Eina may be Batara, Eina may be Karban Tumah, because he is a Nazar Shimson who's allowed to be Batama Lamesim. I will read the Rush again. It's not in the regular print. Zav the Rush. Him, Batara, Eina may be Batara, Dafka Mekul, Shemigaleach Mitzasara, he cuts off some of his hair. Mekul means he lightens. Abakol sari loy, b'loshem mekul mashmahachi loy, Avshalom, in his God, b'sarai. Now, he brings a rai from Avshalom, who was a Nazir Olam, that he used to brag about his hair. But m'stabar loy, m'shay mekul mashmahachi loy, it doesn't make sense to say that whenever he did it, he took off all his hair. Adarab, he wanted hair. He bragged about it. The ma'idah mina b'gamara, shahayah m'galach kol shvua, this amount of yamanah says he did it every week, or kol shalashim b'ayim every 30 days. He got hung by his hair. That means he had long hair. But Dafka Basar, he has to use a razor. Av Misparayim Lo, he cannot use scissors. The Hukas Nazarayim and Nazar Avshalom. Hukas the Gemir, it's also even Nazar Shimshim. Hukas the Gemir Lo, Kroy Asmach the Balmanin. This isn't the Shita Mukabetis. It's not in the Rush. Replied to him, they put it into your Rush. They took it from the Shita and put it into the Rush. It's from the Sheet that brings it down the shame of Rush. But the regular prints of Rush do not have this whole piece. Zagdik Mar Vaitim.
Al-Azbahadr.
Daizwadr does not have it.
Yeah, he has it.
I don't think so. You have it in the Rush?
Yes.
I have it in the side. Okay, I have a Masifta Gemara here. It has it on the side. Okay. Dr. Gemara Vaitim. Top line, Dalad Amid Beis. Carbon would learn nice out of the Zeus Halaway. Says he doesn't bring a carbon, but he is a Nazir. Mani Masnison. Who is the Mishnah that says that is that he can be a Nazir Shimson? Who wrote this whole Mishnah about Nazir Shimson? We'll see in a second. Lai Rabbi Yehuda or Lai Rabbi Shimon. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not Rabbi Shimon. Why? The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Nazir Shimson, Mutal Lakamim Amaisim. Shekei Matzino, B'Shimson Shanitma. Now the Gemara is going to explain why it can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. Because it says, our Mishnah said, and he may be carbon tumah. Rabbi Yehuda says he's allowed to do it l'chatzila. Now, I explained the Mishnah that it means l'chatzila, but the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah just said he doesn't bring a carbon tumah. Mashmah, he's not allowed to be mekamel l'meisim. He just doesn't bring a carbon if he is. And Rabbi Yehuda says he's mutal l'tamel l'meisim. So therefore, our Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. Shekei matzinu b'shimshin shenipa. Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya from Shimshin. Again, this is all halacha l'meisim b'Sinai. So therefore, we look in Navi to see somebody who was a Nazir Shimshin and see how he acted, and we learn out the halachas from him. So Rav Shimon Eimer, I'm a Nazir Shimshin l'Eimer Klub. Rav Shimon says, there's no such thing as Nazir Shimshin. So I'm a Tzidu b'Shimshin Shiasas Nazir of Mipiv. We never found that Shimshin became a Nazir, right? And in order to be a Nazir, you have to accept it upon yourself. He never accepted it upon himself. Now the it was a special halacha for him. He was a Nazir Shimshin, but nobody else can become a Nazir Shimshin. That's what it seems to be saying. Now there's a machlekes achrayim here. Now machlekes achrayim is the question is okay. So the question is how to learn Pshat and Tesis. Tesis says that the reason I'll learn the Chazanish. The Chazanish says, if Shimon holds, there's no such thing as Nazir Shimshon, which means that a guy who's Makabal Nazir Shimshon in himself is a non-Nazir, period. There's no such thing. So our Mishnah says there is such a thing, can't be going like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says there's no thing called Shimshon had a Nazir Shimshon, but he was a unique case where the Malach told his mother and father that he has to be a Nazir and gave them different rules and regulations for him. But it's not something that anybody else can become because he never accepted Nazirus. So how can a person have Nazirus Shimshon when Shimshon never became a Nazir? It was a whole, it was a special halacha that came in Hashemayim for him. So the Chazanish learns that according to Reb Shimon, there is no such thing called a Nazir Shimshon. Saying he's a Nazir Shimshon is saying nothing. So a Metzinu B'Shimshon, that's a Nazirus Mipet. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda holds there is a Nazir Shimshon, and our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yehuda, except there's a problem. Mani, he Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not the Chatzila. Rabbi Yehuda says even the Chatzila is even the Tamil Lameisim. Our Mishnah said no Tumas Meisim. It doesn't say you're allowed to. It just says if he does, he doesn't bring a carpet. Masnisin Kani Im Nitma. If he became Tumas, he Rabbi Shimon, Amar Lechai La Nizirus Klal. He says there's no such thing. Dr. Gemara Rabbi Oyelam Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. The idea that Tani got a Nazir, Eilam, in this month. Since by Nazir, Eilam, it said, if he became a Tumah, he brings a carbon Tumah. Tananami got a Nazir Shimshon in this month. Really, the Mishnah should have said a Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be Tumah. But since by Nazir, Eilam, it said, if he became Tumah, he brings Karbanas. So in style of contrast, it writes that Nazir Eilam, Nazir Shimshon, if he became Tumah, he doesn't bring Karbanas. But it really means to say that a Nazir Shimshon can even become Tameh. So our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and again, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no such thing as Nazir Shimshon. Zakti Gemara. Now.
Rabbi?
Yes. Yes.
Why isn't Reb Meir appearing? Why isn't Reb Meir appearing over here?
Because he never said anything.
Okay.
He never talked about Nazir. We don't have any documentation or any Mesira that Reb Meir said anything about Nazir Shimshon.
Thank you.
Get naked up.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Dr. Mishnah. Lema, the Plukta, Dahani, Tanoi, Kamifuji. Okay. To understand this next piece of Gemara, we have to go back and learn the Tesis. Because there is no rush in this Gemara. There's no rush to the next piece of Gemara. And there's no even addition on this piece of Gemara. So to understand what the Gemara is going to do, we have to go to a Taisa Shaloi Matino. Shaloi Matino, the Simpson, Shiyat and Aziris Mipem, Kleimar, Dr. Taisa. My Nazir Benazir, he never became a Nazir. El Mibetan Imai, Hay Nazir Benazir Mimela. He became an automatic Nazir as soon as he was born. And what's wrong with a person saying he wants to be like Simpson? Maybe anybody can be like Simpson. In order for a person to be like Shimshon, Shimshon would have had to accept the Naziris, and then Mr. whatever it is, Mr. Miller, can say, I want to be like Shimshon. But if Shimshon never accepted it, that's like saying, I want to be like Chazer. If you remember back in the Dharam, we said, if a person says he wants to make this bread like Chazer, it doesn't count. Because Chazer is a pyramid, sir. A Rabbi Shlomo made it, sir, not a man made it, sir. But if a person says he wants this challah to be like a carbon, since carbon is a man made it, sir, the challah becomes us, sir. So you need somebody to say he wants to be like a man made it, sir. So Reb Shimon is saying that Shimshon was never man made. So how can a person say he wants to be like Shimshon when Shimshon wasn't a man made Naziris? So therefore, it can't be such a Naziris. That's what Reb Shimon is saying. Since Shimshon never did anything on his own, it was an automatic. So how can somebody say it's like Chazer? He's like something that exists without man-made. Nobody made him an Nazir. Therefore, how can somebody say he wants to be like Shimshon when it's like saying he wants this piece of bread to be like Chazer? That's how the Gemara understands Reb Shimon. So now let's go back to the Gemara. Lema b'plukta. I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Does Reb Shimon say there's no such thing as there's not a Shimshon of Klal?
It's a machlokes achrayim. The way the Chazanish learns, Reb Shimon is saying, since Shimshon wasn't a man-made Isser, if a person wants to say he wants to be another Shimshon, what he's trying to do, he says he wants to be like Shimshon. And Shimshon is Chazer. I don't mean Chazer in a bad way now. Shimshon is a Dover Usser, not a Dover Hanother. And the fact of the Dharm we learned, that all the Dharm have to be like a Dover Hanadar. Right? You can't say this bread is like Chazer. Back on Yud Aleph in the Sechtes Nadar. Achi Yidah B'Dover Hanadar. So, is Shimshon a Dover Hanadar or not? Seemingly, he's not. He didn't do anything. It was an imposed Naziris. So, it's like Chazer. So, if a guy wants to be like Shimshon, he's saying, I want to be like Chazer. It's a Dover Hasser.
So, Reb Shimon does not have halacha l'moshe b'Sinai of Shimshon, of Naziris Shimshon at all?
Again, Shimshon had a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai of Naziris Shimshon. But nobody else can be that way because you can't be like Shimshon because Shimshon is not a davar hanadar. That's the Chazanish's way of learning. Without confusing people, Rashash says, no. Rashash says that there are two ways to become a Nazir Shimshon. To say he wants to be like Shimshon, or he can say he is a Nazir Shimshon. If he wants to be like Shimshon, then it's not a Dover Hanadar. He can't be like Shimshon. But if he wants to become a Nazir Shimshon, that's Halacha L'maaseh B'Sinai, and that he can accept upon himself. Just like a person can say, this bread becomes Usser. He doesn't have to say like a carbon. He can say, this bread becomes Usser. Right? He doesn't have to say the word like a carbon. The Rashash says he doesn't have to say like Shimshon. Therefore, that would work. But Reb Shimon is saying you can't say you're like Shimshon because that's saying you're like Chazer. But Reb Chazanish says, since you can't say you're like Shimshon, there is no thing saying a guy wants to be another Shimshon. Automatically, that means like Shimshon. Again, it's a machlokes Rashash and the Chazanish. How to understand the Taisus about Reb Shimon. So, again, I learned like the Chazanish because it's the simpler way of learning. That the Reb Shimon holds, you cannot become a Nazir Shimshon, because in Shimshon is not a man-made Naziris. How can you be like something that's not man-made?
Questions. I've got it.
Agreed to the Malach, took his father to be involved?
Again. We'll step back. Can a father make his kid a Nazir when he's a day old?
I'm asking. I thought his father had to agree. The Malach told the mother, but not...
I have no idea what you're referring to. The Malach said he'll be a Nazir.
Ma said it to the mother.
He said it to the mother and then repeated it to the father.
Okay. And so the father was Mekabel it? On behalf
again,
of the
we'll see. Ramesha, can we wait and do like 10, 15 more lines in Gemara? And then we'll do a rush and it'll all be clarified?
Yes.
Okay. Question. Yes. Anybody? Question. I'm sorry.
For what? I am unclear. Does anyone use, does the Chazanish especially use the phrase halachamot?
I can't.
Does the Chazanish use the phrase halachamot Sinai referent to this action which happened during the times of Navi, well after Moshe Mishinai? It seems to be a singular event, according to the Rosh Shimon, which was occurred by specific directive of the Malach. So, I mean, granted, you know, the...
I don't have the Chazanish. All of the I didn't read the Chazanish inside. Again, I didn't read the Chazanish inside. The way I understood it is that Malachim don't come in and make new halachas min Hashemayim, like Tirit by Hashemayim. It probably existed in the halacha of the Moshe Mishinai that this can be done through a malach. Again, I didn't read the Chazanish inside. I'm speculating. And I don't want to argue about it exactly.
Okay, which is yes. More constant with the Horash Shah.
Again, Horash Shah is not by a malach. By Navi. And that's only because Sinai we were told there's such a thing called a Horash Shah. Okay. Dr. Gemar Baita. Lame Bapukta Dani Tanoi Kamifsugi. But not. Hareya like a Bukhar. A guy wants to answer something like a Bukhar. This should be banned to me like a Bukhar. Now, if you remember, a Bukhar is automatically a carbon. It's born a carbon. Rabbi Yaakov Aitzer, Rabbi Yehuda Matzer. Rabbi Yaakov says it's Aser. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mutter. Means Rabbi Yehuda says you can make something like a Bukhar. So according to him, you can make, a guy can make himself like another Shimshon. Rabbi Yaisi is matter because he holds that Bukhar is not man-made, and you can't make yourself like something that's not man-made. My love, Rabbi Yehuda Sabra like Rabbi Yaakov, Damar Levina Zavar Hanidur. Therefore, a person can become another Shimshon, because even though Shimshon wasn't man-made, one can become like Shimshon. Rabbi Shimon Sabra like Rabbi Yaisi, Damar Levina Zavar Hanidur. Rabbi Shimon also could be Yaisi that says, no, it has to be a man-made thing. And for the Gemara, we had the same Gemara in the Dharam. Like, the Kula Alma be in the Dagar Hanidr. The Shiny Gabi Bechor, the Siv Be Lashem. It says by Bechor Lashem, the Rabbi is a Bechor. It says, Yidr Neder Lashem. The word Lashem says, you can hang on to Bechor. It's a special Xeris HaKasuv that allows you to hang on to Bechor. And the Gemara is going to explain this. Rabbi Yaisi Amalach, Kul Hashem Yiboy Leil Rabbis Chatos Hashem, saying you can hang on to something that's a Chatos or a Nasha. Umar Roes Rabbis Chatos Hashem Eloyti Sabchor. Why are we willing to include a Chatos and Hashem and not include a Bechor? Because she came out Fisa Beneder. Mar Bani Chatos Hashem, she came out Fisa Beneder. A person might be obligated to bring a Chatos and a Nasha, but he makes it man-made, that this animal is a chatos or an asham is man-made. Bechor is not man-made. Umaytani Bechor, she'ei matfisa b'neder. Rabbi Yaakov Amalach, Bechor nami matfisa b'neder. There's a mitzvah to say on the Bechor that it's kaddish. That qualifies as man-made, even though it works without the guy saying it. But the fact that the Torah made a mitzvah to say it gives it properties of man-made. The Tanya Shabbat Shabbeinu Amru, minayin loyled Bechor, how do I know if a guy has a bechor in his flock that he has a mitzvah to donate it? Say it's hegdish. The nemar hazocher tagdish. So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov holds that the word Lashem includes bechor because bechor is also partially man-made. Rabbi Yisrael Malach, he's a mitzvah lagdishai. True, it might be a mitzvah to do it. But he's like magdish, like me, like kaddish. If it's Magdash, it doesn't become Kaddish. Therefore, everybody, they both agree that you need a Davar Hanadar, both Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yaisi. It's a specific machloikas about Bechor, period. Now we have to go back to Nazir to see why there's a view to hold it works. Isn't it non-man-made? So let's see the Rush, who will explain Rabbi Yehuda. The beginning of the Rush of the page. Harei like a b'char. If Amar Harei kikur zak a b'char, this bread should be like a b'char. Rabbi Yaakov Eiser, Salkadaitach, we now think, Bloy Bayinan she interests the Dover another. You don't need him to be matzvah to Dover another. Ela hitlis, afilu hitlis, the Dover Aser, the b'char is kishasin erechem. Even if it was matzvah to the Dover Aser, like b'char, which is automatically holy from the womb, Aser. My love, Rabbi Yehuda feel like...
Hitvis?
I can't.
What is the translation of hitvis?
He hung on and he attached. He attached this piece of bread to something else. This bread is like a carbon. This bread is like a b'chor. This bread is like a chazer. That's all being maxis. You're attaching it.
Grabbing it.
Whatever you want to do. My life, if you would just feel like Rabbi Yaakov, the Shem Shanamulay Nadav and Nazar. Simpson didn't make him enter. The Malach Hayanazar, he was through a Malach. And for the Gemara Light, the Kulam of being a Dover another. Everybody holds you need a Dover another. And the Shita here adds in the bottom I have, Kalhani Tanoi, all these Tanoim. And Shining, Abi Bechor, the Siv Lashem, Umabina Minei Bechor, the Havi Kain Dover another. It's like a Dover another, the Dami Lakachim. Now here comes the rush to explain what does Rabbi Yehuda hold. The claim Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Marbi, Mi Lashem, the word Lashem is written by Nazir also. He includes from the extra word Lashem, just like Rabbi Yaakov included Bechor from the extra word Lashem by Neder, Rabbi Yehuda includes Nazir Simpson from the extra word Vashem by Nazir. The Siv Gabi Nazir, it says by Nazir, take out the word Simpson, doesn't belong here. Siv by Nazir, the Bedami Lashar Nazirim. And it also includes Nazir Simpson that it's similar, meaning he learned that just like Rabbi Yaakov included in the word Vashem, Bechor, right? And that was the extra word he used to include Bechor, because you have a mitzvah to be magdashit. So he learned from the word Lashem by Nazir to include Nazir Shemshim. Inami, or the Rosh answers two other answers in Pshat Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda Sagar, the Shemshim Kibbalah of Naziris, Keshagia Leklaus Noisav. Yechain Kibbalah Hamalach. The second theory to the Rosh is that when Shemshim became an adult, he accepted upon himself the Zira Shimshin, because the Malach told him he has to. So according to this, Shimshin became a Nazir from the Malach only up till he became an adult. Then he accepted it upon himself, so it is man-made, according to Yehuda. See, according to Reb Shimon, he never accepted it upon himself. It was because the Malach told him. Reb Yehuda is saying that he became a Nazir through the Malach, but at 13, he became a Nazir through himself. Inami, Menoyachin Yirai. Maybe his father made him a Nazir. Because Amino the Ishmadir is Benoy Benazir. Now, a father can only do it when the kid is older. And the Gemara is going to say when later on, the Masechta. So his father did it when he became of age. So again, whatever way it was, Rabbi Yehuda is saying there's three answers. Either he holds it's a special Zeresh HaKasim, the extra word Hashem, or it was man-made for one of two reasons. Either man-made by Shimshin himself when he became an adult, or man-made by his father when that became possible to do. And that becomes a big shaila, as we will see later on in the Masechta. So here is Rav Moshe, you asked the question about his father. According to the third teretz in the Rush, his father did make him an usher. So Shimon holds that he never was man-made. Was never man-made, and he doesn't use Lashem, as the Gemara will explain, he uses Lashem for something else. Okay. Shekei Matvisa Beneder by B'chor, the Avapi She'en Chayva, Shabon Chayva, even though it's an obligation, Mikomachim Tzarek Lagdisha, there's a mitzvah to be Magdisha. Therefore, Reb Yaakov holds, that makes it a man-made Isser, even though it's only a mitzvah to be Magdisha, and it's a B'chor anyway. Back to our Gemara. So again, at the end of the day, nobody says you can say something is like something that's not man-made. It has to be man-made. By B'chor, the argument is it considered man-made because he's a mitzvah to say it's Hegdish? And by Nazir, there's three Pshatim in Rabbi Yehuda. Either it was man-made, that's two Pshatim, or the extra word Lashem says it's a Xeris HaKosim that it's like man-made. Zakti Gemara right. Meaning, wouldn't Rabbi Yaakov say the same thing by Nazir? I mean, according to one of the Jerusalem of the Rush, that's where Rabbi Yehuda got it from. But the Gemara is asking, what do you do with the word Lashem? Right, by Bechor, you said it's a mitzvah to be Magdashit. According to one Mandi Amar, it teaches me that's man-made. What are you going to do with the word Lashem by Nazir? Now, the Gemara, whom it by lived in the Tanya, we had this in the Sephthus Lador. Amr Shimon HaTzadik, V'yamai lo yachalti Asham Nazir Tameh. I never ate an Asham Nazir Tameh, because when a person becomes a Nazir Tameh, it lengthens his Naziris, and he begins to question his commitment. And it's almost like Hulun Bazara. It's not. But because he questions his Naziris, it becomes like, okay, I have to do it, not because there's any desire to do it. Chutz mi adam echad. There was one story of a Nazir Tameh that I ate his Asham. Why? Shabo alayim in Adarim. He came from the south. Feyanayim, very handsome. They have very beautiful eyes. Tigrayi, very handsome. Utsais of Sudurus leital kalim. And his hair was made into braids. Amagdi loy b'ni, my roeth l'shachas sarnon kazeh. Why did you become a Nazir and you're going to have to cut up your hair? Amali Roya Hayisi Lo'avi B'iri. I was a shepherd to my father in my city. V'alachti Lishav Mayim and Amayim. And I went to draw water from a well. V'stakaltav Nebui Shali. And I looked at my, what's it called, reflection. And Pachaz Yitzri Alai. And my Yetzer jumped on me. V'bikas L'tadenim and Ailam. He said, you're such a beautiful man. Go take advantage of this world. A mighty Reka, you empty one. Why are you bragging with the world that doesn't belong to you? And the Mefarshim explains that what does Ba'ilam Shayna Shalach mean? Ba'ilam Shayna Shalach, they say, means, right, meaning it's not your world, right, exactly. It's not your world. You're bragging about your world that doesn't belong to you. You're resident in this world. You're not. You don't own this world. It's not yours. And this world, one ends up being worms, eaten by worms. I will cut you off. Amati, I got up. And I kissed him on his head. There should be Nazir B'Klal Yisrael that are like you. So this is why it says Lashem. Alecha kasev aimer ish ki yafli linda neder nazir lahazir Lashem. To have kabana l'shem shemayim, like that nazir did it l'shem shemayim. Zap the rush. B'yama lo yachalti nazir azir tameh, which taich shemrabba olav yimei nazir usay. It increases. Mischarit, he regrets. K'benayis of k'raivim li eskulam bazara, is kabana z'rkulam bazara. Zap the Gemara writer. Frag the Gemara. The Simpson wasn't a Nazir. I mean, you're making it sound that he did that he never made himself a Nazir, right? It says that he told him Kinazir Lakimia. Now the Gemara understood that he was told to make himself a Nazir like Rabbi Yehuda held, not like one of the truths of the Rush. Not that he automatically became a Nazir. Now, he can't make himself a Nazir in Abetan, but I guess the Havmin of the Gemara is that he's headed that way, or his father should make him as soon as he can. Now, the Gemara Hasan Malachu the Gemara. It wasn't man-made. It was, and the Malach, Titus uses a Lashon B'Nevuah. The Malach said it B'Nevuah. It's a very interesting Lashon. As if you need nevuah from a malach. I don't know exactly what that means. The Rashi malachu the gamar. The Rashi, I mean, Abu Menayach le'edirai. Rabbi Shimon holds, nobody ever made him a Nazir except the malach. Period. So that's the machlokes, and our mission is going to be Yehuda that holds a person can become a Nazir Shimshon. But according to Reb Shimon, a person cannot become a Nazir Shimshon because Shimshon was not a Dabar HaNazir, he was a Dabar HaAsir through a Malach, never man-made. And Reb Yehuda holds it was man-made, either his father made him or he made himself, or there's a Xeris HaKlas of Lashem. Frag to Gemara. Umadala hit me l'meisim. How do I know the whole Raya that one is allowed to be Matama l'meisim is because Shimshon was Matama l'meisim? Well, who says he was? Where do we see it? Where do we see that Shimshon ever touched a mace? He said, with the cheek of a donkey, I killed 1,000 people. Maybe Gruya Barbahu, I think, means he threw it at them and he killed them, like an arrow. But he never touched them. You don't become tummy from killing somebody with an arrow. Elamahacha, from the following. The Yachmehem Shloishimish. He killed 30 people. And he took their clothing. So he killed them and then took their clothing. That means he touched them. Maybe he undressed them before he killed them. That's why you can't say that, because Vayach Vayikach says he killed and took. Maybe he made them geisesim, meaning maybe he made them almost dead, took their clothing, and then they die. That's what you know, right? You're right. A Gemara can be Rebbe. We have a Messiah. This is not a halacha l'Moshe Sinai. This is a Messiah. We have a Messiah that Shimshon was Matana l'Meisa. And therefore it's a Raya that the rules of Naziris for him was that he's allowed to be Matana l'Meisa. But he wouldn't have done it if he's not allowed.
What does the Messiah mean? What does that mean, Messiah?
That's the dead body of a...
Two people talking at the same time. Yes.
Yeah, what is a Masorah? What does that mean? How did that happen?
What do you mean how it happened? The father told his son, the Rashiva told the Tamidim, and Tamidim told the Tamidim, and the Tamidim told the Tamidim, and we have a Masorah.
So, in other words, somebody decided that this is the halacha?
No.
What happened?
No. What did Shimshon do? Whatever Shimshon did, that was the halacha.
Touched the mace. Sorry that he touched the mace.
What did Shimshon do?
Because he did it, that's the Masorah. It started by him doing, because he didn't kill them by hand straight away.
No, he did. Hold a second. We have no proof. Again, if you have to hear me out. It never says in the Pesukim that Shimshon touched a dead body. But when the story of Shimshon was told from the right away, from Shimshon's generation to the next generation, to the next generation, to the next generation, the story was told that Shimshon killed people with his hands. That means it happened that way. And therefore we know that Shimshon was Matama L'Mason. L'Havdo Elav Alfa Abdullah. How do you know that George Washington was the general by the Revolutionary War?
Masorah.
How do you know it?
Masorah.
Who made it up? Who made it up? Maybe it's like when he chopped down the cherry tree.
Cherry tree, you don't know, but it's very possible that there is still written evidence, documentation of these wars. It wasn't. They did know how to. They wrote over there.
But that, even that.
Messiah from Rabbi to Talmud is just as good, if not better, than written. They didn't have Teresh of Baksav. It was all Teresh of Alper. The whole Torah is based on the fact that we hear it from the previous generation. The fact that it's written down is a new phenomenon in Torah. Fairly new phenomenon. It started with Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Rabbeinu Rav Ashi. Till then, nobody wrote anything. It was all handed down, the Messiah. You heard it from your Rebbe, you heard it from his Rebbe, you heard it from his Rebbe, you heard it from his Rebbe. That's what Torah Shabbat means. This was part of Torah Shabbat.
A dead boy is Tameh? dead by the goyim tamei?
Everybody holds the dead goyim and matame b'maga. That's why it keeps on stretching, touching. But this matame b'ayah was a machlekes tanoim. Zok drash. Now the Rush is very bothered by this proof. Nearly the Mahaikra and the Mice Midi. The Rush says, I don't think this pasuk would prove anything anyway. The Plishtim, he was being attacked by Plishtim. That was Pekuach Nefesh. See, we have to look for a fact that he went and was Matamat Lameisim unnecessarily. But if he's being attacked, he's going to get killed. Of course he's allowed to be Matamat Lameisim. It's self-defense. So Rush says, I don't even understand why the Gemara tried to bring it from here. To me, it was no proof to begin with. That's what the Rush says. Now he takes out the word hachetz. No, he doesn't. He takes out the word hachetz. Zarek behem, he threw at the cheek of them, the hargen. The next gohamim, I think it means he chewed. I can't read that next word. Gohamim, he. I don't know what that word is. Kazarek hachetz. And the way he did it, they threw the cheek like an arrow. No magaisis in shavino. Now the Rosh has a problem. The Gemara later on has a kloikas whether a nazir can touch a geisis. And here the Gemara has a simple statement that if it would be geisisim, it would not be mekama lames. The Gemara later on is going to have an opinion that says that to touch a geisis is like touching a mace. Dr. Rosh, but no magaisis in shavino. The Nazir asked Liga Begaisis. So how could the Gemara here say he made them Geisisim that wouldn't help? It's still like a mace. How could Lab Geisisim Mamish? The Gemara didn't mean they were actually in their death throes. El Smuchim Le Geisisim. They were on their way. Even the Mandyamid says a Geisis is us, it's a real Geisis. He's in his death throes, not somebody that's on his way there. Therefore, this Gemara, when it said Geisisim, it doesn't mean Geisisim. It means somebody is on his way. The Nirali Lechalik, the Russian, I happen to think, there's a difference between Geisis B'day Shemayim and Geisis B'day Adam. A Geisis that's natural Geisis, that's the Machlokes later on. But a Geisis that's humanly a Geisis, there's no Isser to touch. That's what the Rush says he holds. Therefore, the Gemara means Geisisim, and Geisisim that was caused by Shimon, Big Chimshon, he hit him so hard that they were on their way, they were in death throes. That's not included in the Isser Geisis, which is included because it was a natural Geisis from illness, not from humanly inflicted.
Is a coin allowed to touch a ghost?
That's going to be in that thing, Sugya. So I think we'll wait it out. Should be in that same Sugya. Everybody have a wonderful day. I should be back in person tomorrow morning at 5 to 6 for Mr. Yosef Sharf.
It's a Mishalom, Rabbi. Safe travel.